The Concrete Blonde by Michael Connelly. This is for Susan, Paul, and Jamie, Bob and Marlon, Ellen, Jane, and Damien. The Concrete Blonde. The house in Silver Lake was dark, its windows as empty as a dead man's eyes. It was an old California Craftsman with a full front porch and two dormer windows set on the long slope of the roof. But no light shone behind the glass, not even from above the doorway. Instead, the house cast a foreboding darkness about it that not even the glow from the streetlight could penetrate. A man could be standing there on the porch, and Bosch knew he probably wouldn't be able to see him. "You sure this is it?" he asked her.
"Not the house," she said. "Behind it. The garage. Pull up so you can see down the drive."
Bosch tapped the gas pedal, and the Caprice moved forward and crossed the entrance to the driveway.
"There,"
she said. Bosch stopped the car. There was a garage behind the house with an apartment above it. Wooden staircase up the side, light over the door. Two windows, lights on inside. "Okay," Bosch said. They stared at the garage for several moments. Bosch didn't know what he expected to see. Maybe nothing. The whore's perfume was filling the car, and he rolled his window down. He didn't know whether to trust her claim or not. The one thing he knew he couldn't do was call for backup. He hadn't brought a rover with him, and the car was not equipped with a phone.
"What are you going to..." "There he goes," she said urgently.
Bosch had seen it. The shadow of a figure crossed behind the smaller window. The bathroom, he guessed.
"He's in the bathroom," she said. "That's where I saw all the stuff."
Bosch looked away from the window and at her.